Good morning, all. We are up to Perakimel, chapter 3 of Maseches Sukkah, and it is the chapter opens up talking about the halachos of lulav and everything you have to know about lulav. So, says the Mishnah, lulav agazal v'agavesh pasul. Let's say you have a lulav that was stolen or a lulav that was dried out, so it's going to be invalid. Shel asherah. Let's say you have a lulav that comes from what we call an asherah tree, which was a tree that was worshipped as an idol. Shel ir anidachos. So you have a lulav that comes from a tree from a town that was, the entire town was filled with idol worshippers. Both these lulavim are pasul. They're going to be invalid. Niktam rosho. But let's say the top of the lulav was cut off. Nifritzu alav. Or let's say all of its leaves have been torn off, so like there's not really many leaves there. In this situation also, both of these situations possible, it's going to be invalid. But let's hear some good news. Nifridu alav kasher. Let's say the leaves are like very spread apart, so in that situation it's going to be kosher, right? So think of like the branches of a tree, like they're just sort of like sloping, they're really just spread apart a lot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says yegdenu milmala. In this such a situation where they're like all kind of like falling apart over here and they're really spread apart, you have to bind them together at the top, and only in that situation will it be kosher, because the leaves need to lie against the spine. Sine har habarzel kasheros. What about lulav from the palm trees of a place called Har HaBarzel, the Iron Mountain, right? So it's a place in Eretz Yisrael. So these lulavim, that the leaves are sort of like very short, and they're not many of them. So it says the Mishnah, these lulavim are still going to be kosher. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim kedei lenaneh bo kosher. So this is a very complicated language over here. It says that a lulav that has three tefachim, that you can wave it with it, then it's going to be kosher. So what is it? What does it mean, three tefachim to wave with it? So it seems like it means that you need three tefachim on the lulav that will sort of match up to the hadasim and the arabos, and then the mafarshim say you need one tefach on top of that. So what the Mishnah is saying over here is that you need a four tefach lulav. Any lulav that's shorter than four tefachim is not going to be kosher, but four tefachim or more is going to be kosher. Mishnah Beis, what about hadasim? Hadas hadgazol v'ayavish pasul. Just like a lulav, if you have a stolen or dried out hadas, it's going to be invalid. Shel asherah v'shel ir hanidachas, if it comes from an asherah or an ir hanidachas, right, a tree of avodah zarah or a city from of the avodah zarah, it's going to be invalid. Niktam rosho nifritzu alav, right, so again, what if the top was cut off or the leaves have been torn off, or a third case over here that we did not have with lulav. Let's say you have more berries on it than you have leaves. In any of these situations, puzzle, it's going to be invalid. But let's say there are less berries than there are leaves, then it's okay. It's going to be kosher. What does it mean, less berries? Well, it means if you take off some of the berries, right? It's not so very complicated. If you pick some of them off, those of us who, even if we were in a low math, in high school, we know that if you can take off a few, then it'll be kosher. However, says the Mishnah, you cannot take off berries on Yantif, because there are a lot of halachic issues with that. So as long as you do it before Yantif, it's going to be okay. We'll do one final Mishnah. Arava gazula v'yavisha pasula. So in all these situations, we've been talking about a dried out lulav and a dried out hadas. I don't know if any of us really here have ever seen, thank God, a dried out lulav or a hadas. But we've all seen, I'm sure, dried out aravos. So let's say, first, you have a stolen arava, so that's going to be obviously invalid. A dried out arava is also going to be invalid. We'll talk about how dry in a second. Shal asher v'shal ir anidachas, still the same idea over here, from a avodah zarah tree or a city above the avodah zarah. Also invalid, at niktam rosha nifritzu aleha, the hatzaftzafa psula. If you have the top was cut off or the leaves were torn off, or was it tzaftzafa? It's some sort of a special kind of arava where the leaves are like rounded. So in that situation, that type of arava, all these three situations are all going to be puzzled. But let's say kamusha. What does kamusha mean? So it means that the leaves have started to wither, but it's not dried out. Where that line is very complicated. Maybe we'll speak a little bit more as we get closer to Sukkot, how dried out the aravas can be. Sometimes you see people walking to shul on Sukkot and the arava looks like the mom is like a dead dead tree. Okay, so that's not really okay. But you know, it's withered a little bit. V'shenashru miksas aleha, or some of the leaves began to fall off. We also, I'm sure, have seen that. V'shal ba'al, this is an important one. Let's say it comes from a field that grew, that the aravas grew from rain and not from like the side of a brook. So the Torah says they need to be arvei nachal. So you say, oh, maybe it could only be an arava that grew next to the nachal, that grew next to the brook. So it says no. As long, even if it's from a field, that's going to be kosher. In all these situations, kasher, it's all going to be valid. So we'll stop right here. Galway, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet, but for now, we will stop right here.